Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Well, it looks like we have a champion, and it's the Denver Nuggets.
The
they
champ
have won
is
the
here.
2023 NBA title with a 4-1 series victory over the Miami Heat. We're going to discuss the series, Jokic in the all-time discussion, and plenty more with Washington Post Michael Lee on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties.
Oh, I like that one. That was good. It was harmonic, I would say, that intro. Absolutely.
I went high, you went low.
Exactly. That's how we go.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Michael Lee from the Washington Post. Thank you so much. A sports enterprise reporter based in Philly. You've been writing about the league for over 20 years now? About 20 years?
Yeah, since 2002.
Okay.
Wow.
We'll call that over two decades. welcome to the show, man. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm glad you guys sent the invite.
Oh, yeah, of course. Season's over, though.
It is.
We've arrived at the end. A little sad, yeah.
Yeah, as any season ending is, but I feel like the best team won. Like the team that was best team from, not just in this series, but probably the best team all season came out on top.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not as active on Twitter as I used to be. I used to be very active on Twitter. But I do remember like saying in February that Denver Nuggets are the best team in the NBA, but nobody was willing to admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like nobody wants to admit it, but they are the best team. And it wasn't just that like Jamal Murray was starting to find himself, because, you know, it takes a while to come back from that knee injury and gain trust in it. And like, so, but his production started to pick up.
Yeah.
Started to look a little more like his old self. And Aaron Gordon was looking like a borderline all-star. Like there was a little buzz that he could be the second Nugget to make it. And it was just like all these things were coming together. Obviously, Jokic is playing amazing basketball, averaging almost a triple-double. And it's just like, how is this team in first place? They got all these things coming together. Everybody's ignoring them, you know, to talk about whatever drama that's going on. Like, we got a good team here.
Right.
Like, that we should probably be promoting as being really good. But it was a kind of a messy period, because that was obviously when we got Kendrick Perkins, you know, calling Jokic a stat patter, and talking about the racial makeup of MVP voters and
right.
really taking the MVP conversation to a place it never should have gone, especially as it relates to Jokic.
Right.
You know, superstar production, carrying mediocre rosters the last 2 years. Now he has like healthy teammates and they're in first place. And he's doing like a miraculous thing. Like, and I just felt like we were dumbing down the conversation when we should have been elevating it. And it was embarrassing. Like for me as a fan of basketball, and like, I don't write about the NBA as much, but it was embarrassing to watch because as a fan of the game, I think we should sit back and just admire who these guys are and what they're bringing and admire them for the era that they're in. You know, one thing that always bothers me, especially after the championship, is that we do lists. And I'm sure you guys probably have a list.
We're list free.
And we compare guys and rank guys and do all these things that really just take away from our ability to appreciate what we just saw.
Like
what we just saw from Jokic was an all-time performance. I don't want to sit back and compare it to Hakeem Olajuwon.
Right. We have typically resisted the conversations around like, where does he fit? Like, and super producer Jabari almost got me with this week. He was like, all right, this is the conversation everyone's having. Is he on the top five centers list? And I took the bait. I wrote up a big thing, but I do feel deep down that like he's playing a different sport. This is a different, like not necessarily a different sport, but the game is so different. If you were like having the conversation of like, if he traveled into a time machine, like we always talk about on this show that like basketball is progressive and like the players build their games on top of the games of the players in the past. The shot making has gotten so much better. Like everything is just so much different than it was. The one place that I think we can compare great players to the past is their post-game celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't change. And Jokic gave us one of the most unique championship celebrations that I think we have ever seen. He celebrated begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Like he was like told that this would be over when the game ended. And like, this was overtime that he wasn't getting paid for.
Right.
Yes. That's how he approached it.
So I'm curious what you are feeling right now. And if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
When is parade? Yes. When is parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home. Okay.
But I do think like he is such a unique personality that like just his whole thing where he like a lot of it just like begrudging. His body language. He's just like, yeah, I'm out there. I'm working and I'm giving you like one of the most beautiful games you've ever seen. But I don't know. Like, There's a lot of conversations about like Jimmy Butler is like alpha and like he seems to be doing it as much with his like personality as he's doing it with like what his he talent. Physically does with his talent on the court. Yeah. And I think that's true. Like I had that thought watching him in these playoffs, but like that is by no means a necessity, like clearly, because Jokic is just out there doing his thing without any of the swagger, the Riz, that as the kids call it.
I think that's what the beautiful thing about him is, and about all the great players that kind of come into this league, is that there is no comparison that makes sense, and that there's always a mold that they form that can't be duplicated. It can't, and, you know, and they're their own space, you know. And like Jokic is just such a unique talent in that, you know, he has like a dad bod, you know, he's not physically, you know, look, he doesn't like he's imposing like Shaq did. But he's so smart.
Yeah.
You know, I think that one of the things I heard Isaiah Thomas say on NBA TV was that he has the answers to the test.
Like, yeah.
So he's never out of the game because he already knows the answers to the test. So it was funny to me, like during this playoff run, like they put Rui on him in at the end of game one of the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers might have figured something out here.
Everything,
like,
yeah.
No, they didn't. Like, this is not the first time he's been guarded by a small guy. Like, it just, they still lost the game. Like,
yeah.
Like, he was just trying to win the game. Like, he was not worried about
it. It was the first time,
Rui, right?
First time the commentators saw him play, basically. They're like, I think they figured this guy out, this Jokic guy. They're like, well, hold on. Do you know what you're talking about?
Yeah. And then it was like in the finals, it's like, oh, we're going to make him into a scorer instead of a passer. You don't think he knows how to get the ball to his teammates, even when you try to make him a scorer? Like, he's figured it. He's not like, it's not his third year in the league. This is year seven. Like, he's figured it out. Like, and he has the answers to the test, which, you know, which makes it scary for the Nuggets going forward, because, you know, a lot of people were like, well, you know, it's just him and Murray. You know, Gordon kind of played above his head, and like Michael Porter flamed out in the finals. And I'm like, well, I look at it this way. I don't see how Michael Porter doesn't come back better next year.
Right.
I don't see how he doesn't, if he's healthy and he gets to go into an offseason healthy and just has to work on his game and not rehab, how is he not going to come back better?
Yeah.
And I think if you look at the way the Nuggets have been building this team going forward, I give credit to, like, you know, Tim Connelly and obviously Calvin Booth right now, but just for the vision that they had. And the other thing, too, that I think gets overlooked, too, about the Nuggets and what made their run so special is look at the chemistry of that team. Look at how much those guys, you could see they genuinely like being around each other. I remember going to one of their practices this year, and like they were just having so much fun. Like they were playing shooting games, and everybody was having a good time. And like that's not a fluke. Like that's just something that they intended to get a locker room of good guys. They intend to have a locker room of veterans who can police the locker room. I mean, you see a DeAndre Jordan, you see a Jeff Green, you see an Ish Smith. I always say that for a championship team, you need spirit guys. And when I say spirit guys, I mean guys who elevate the room with their energy and with their spirit. Every team that you can find a champion, you have to have those guys, especially if you have, you know, kind of quirky superstars, you know, right?
Yeah.
And like, if you look at Steph in Golden State, and why has Golden State been on this amazing run? Because not only is Steph their best player, but he's their spirit guy. He's the guy that elevates the energy in the room and brings
positivity. It makes it like a fun room to be in.
Yeah. And like, usually you don't get that from your star player. You know, you need it from somewhere else, but he brings that. He brought that. And that's why the Warriors have been, you know, great for this last decade, is because Steph is not only their best player, but he's their spirit guy. Then the Nuggets have a bunch of spirit guys. Ish Smith, he's been on 14 teams or whatever, right? 13 teams. I don't know. It's been a bunch of teams. But everywhere he's been, everybody loves him. Everybody says he's a great guy. And like you add that energy to a locker room. If somebody gets grumpy or somebody gets moody and you know, tries to break it apart, the vets ain't having it.
Yeah.
Because you got the spirit guys policing that and adding that energy. And like they traded Bones Highland. Bones Highland's a really talented player. Like I thought they got a steal when they drafted him. But he was acting up. He wasn't happy with his role. He was expressing his discontent. And they were like, you know what? As talented as he is, he's breaking up the vibe. Mm-hmm. We can't move forward as a team that's about winning and about, like, you know, having this positive force kind of pushing us to a title with this guy over here. And they got rid of him.
Yeah.
They had a guy who's one of the best players off the bench in the league at the time. You know, you thought that Bones is a really good, you know, six man, seven man, whatever role he is. And they were like, yeah, you know what? We'll just ride with Bruce Brown, see what he gives us. And then you see him in the finals, and Bruce Brown is giving you that spirit.
Yeah.
He's giving you that high energy. And so I just love the way the Nuggets were built. And I can say this is, like I said, somebody covered the league for a long time. Mike Malone's first year with
Michael,
Denver.
Michael.
Forgive me, because I am Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
My first conversation with him, I did a behind the scenes piece with him and the Nuggets coaching staff. And one of the first questions I asked him, I said, do you prefer to be Michael or Mike? So he asked me, do I prefer to be Michael or Mike? Uh-huh. I said, my mother always told me that she named me Michael and not Mike. Mm-hmm. So if anybody calls me Mike, let them know that I'm Michael. And he said, my mother did the same thing with me. Everybody know that I'm Michael. So forgive me for saying that.
No, it's fine.
We are Michaels and we are unified and our mother's telling us.
I make fun of him about it and it's not fair. It's just there's something about the name Mike Malone that wants to everybody just wants to call him Mike. I don't think it has anything to do with like disrespect or anything like that. I think it just has to do with that name in particular. There is a Mike Malone shaped, a Mike Malone shaped like groove in the human brain that just people that it sticks and they're like, wait, like that's this middle syllable doesn't need to be there.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's totally not fair to make fun of him for doing that.
But the one thing that always stood out to me, because I spent like 3 days with them, and like I sat in on, this is his first year there, right after he got fired by the Kings. And so I got to watch, you know, film sessions, pregame chats and postgame chats, everything. So I was really embedded for a couple of days. And what stood out to me during that time, even then, was that Jokic was really special. Mm. Like, he was doing things in practice that I had just not seen. Like, he always made the right play. And for a rookie who was coming off the bench, you know, and there's this big battle with him and, Nurkic, and like they're trying to figure out who the future is going to be. And so, but he just has like this ability to make the right play. And it was just amazing to see it right then and right there. And Mike Malone, they were almost like a father son type relationship then. And, and like he spoke a little bit of English, but just enough to pass. But like he and Malone, they were always hanging out. And they were always talking and joking. And like, I'm like, this is a kind of a unique thing. I didn't know Jokic was going to be this. Yeah. I thought he'd be a pretty good player. But like, just to see that connection between a coach and a rookie, you know, second round pick, that, you know, they didn't know that they got Nikola Jokic. They got the guy in the Taco Bell.
Right.
That was, you know, the Aaron
who got drafted during the Taco Bell. Yeah, a lot of people don't know his nickname, the Joker, comes from him just being really funny. It has nothing to do with his last name.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Miller was there. They would do fun things like, you know, play with footballs and stuff in practice and stuff. And so at the end of practice one time, he and Mike Miller are throwing footballs in the hoop.
Yeah.
Like competitively trying to throw the football in the hoop.
Sorry, is that impressive to you? I can just do that really easily. So I just wasn't sure. That's super easy for me. I could
throw a football over a mountain.
But like they're like Jokic is sitting there and like he's hitting the back of the backboard and like trying to guide it properly.
Yeah.
And I think he got one to go in. And it's like, this dude is like how in the world is this dude throwing a football? He didn't grow up playing football. But
he had a half court or I think full court shot in the finals, like at the end of, you know, rimmed it that nobody even like made a big deal about. I was like, it was like just the least effort I've ever seen someone put into a full court shot, and he front rimmed it, and everyone's like, yeah, well, he's really good at basketball. Well, anyways, here's some State Farm ads.
The vets like kind of adopted him as like their guy.
Yeah.
And Malone was bonding with him. And so like it's interesting to see like where it's all gone, and like you see the photo of the Jokic brothers like picking him up and
picking
the air.
Him up. Yeah.
And one thing that stood out, you know, in a conversation I had with Michael Malone was I was asking about like some of his coaching influences, because obviously his dad, Brendan Malone, was a coach in the NBA. And so if you look at his staff, there's a lot of like former sons of NBA.
Nepo like babies is what we call them on this show.
There's Adelman, there's Ryan Saunders. Like, there's a lot of guys who've been around the game their entire
lifers.
Lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the same way he's built.
Yeah.
And so he's built that staff that way. And so I asked him like who some of his influences were, what they, you know, and what he learned from them. And he told me about a conversation that he had with Greg Popovich, and a similar conversation that I have with Greg Popovich. I remember asking Greg Popovich once what loyalty means to him, for the fact that like at the time he had Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker, and like these great guys who just dedicated themselves to the Spurs and like winning championships for the Spurs and never really got caught up in flirting with other places. I mean, obviously Duncan thought about the Magic for a second, but he stayed and he won. And he told me about what loyalty meant to him. And what Malone told me was that Popovich said that if you are a coach, you have to make sure that your players know that you love them.
Mm.
Because if they feel that you love them and that you care for them, you can coach them as hard as you need to.
Right.
Because they know it's coming from a good place. They know that you're not, you know, like if you bench them or, if, you know, or you take them out of a game because they're playing poorly, it's not because they have a personal vendetta against you. It's because
they're
not performing the way they want you to. And so his goal was to build sincere relationships with his players. And you can see it in how they play.
That's the real wisdom that you get, right, from Popovich. He told you, you have to become Papa in this way, you know, for then they have this new relationship.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll keep talking about the finals. We'll talk about some amazing landmarks that we saw Jokic and Murray hit. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. And it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
And we're back.
We're back.
And I just have to say this one stat that like stopped us all in our tracks that Jabari, super producer Jabari, shared with us. Jokic became the first player to lead all players in the playoffs in points, rebounds, and assists in a single postseason. That's
unbelievable. That's like
unreal.
For everything that we talk about, right? Like of the comparisons and things, like for people who want to compare to the past, I'm like, who has this stat, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess like in a way it doesn't really serve anyone, but I think again, it underscores just how unique of a time this is too. Like, and especially how the two of between him and Jamal Murray, you know, what they're like the first players to have record triple doubles together in a finals game.
They're also the first teammates to average 25, 5, and 5 during a playoff run.
Right.
Murray, there are 4 players who have averaged 20 points and 10 assists in a finals. They are Magic Johnson, who did it in 87-88. Michael Jordan, who you might remember played for the Chicago Bulls in the year 1991 when they won the title. Right, Mike Jordan. You're probably more familiar with him as Mike. LeBron, 2017-2018. And then Jamal Murray this year. That's it. That's everybody.
Yeah, like just thinking about all this, right? Because we've talked about on the show how much we get into like the debate culture side of talking about the NBA, and a lot of people, especially a lot of the sports journalists we have come on, are like, we're missing the point here. Like for the people who are like the stat watchers, they look at something like this and then what do they say to dismiss Jamal Murray or dismiss Jokic? Is it just to be like, just to say like, yeah, he had a good run right there. And then it ends there. Like Jack,
I don't know what they're going to say. I don't think they can say much after this.
Well, I guess they'll just say, like, you know, he was up and down. You know, after a 30-point game, he didn't have 20 again.
Right.
Like, you know, they can find something to nitpick.
Right.
Right.
The one thing about Jamal Murray that always struck me is, like, something that I was hoping that they would talk about more during the broadcast was just what a grinder he is and just how much he worked so hard to get to where he is, like just relentless. Like his dad was basically running a torture chamber with him, you know, to get him to become this great basketball player. And it never, that work ethic never left him. Like they had to lock him out of the gym a lot because he just wanted to work all the time. He just wanted to get better. And like for him to be without the game for 2 years, like that had to drive him insane. Like the tears he shed after they won the championship. Like I felt all of that because I know like that guy loves basketball. Like that is his life. Like he is giving his all to this, to be where he is. And like, you know, obviously he was a lottery pick. The makeup of the Nuggets, you know, was kind of these overlooked guys, you know, second round picks, you know, late lottery picks. But he was a lottery pick, but he comes in with like that underdog mentality. Like he's got an underdog mentality because he's coming from Canada and he obviously felt like he was overlooked coming out of Canada because he felt like he was better than a lot of the American players that he that were in his draft, that were in his class, you know, college recruiting class. And so he went to Kentucky and everything. And, you know, I didn't see this type of player at Kentucky, which we got to really get mad at Calipari because he's
you never do. This is a point that I've made a couple of times. You really need to, like, we need to be drafted. If your draft board has a UK player on it, just move him up five spots because they are better than you think. They're always going to be better than you think. Almost always.
Yeah. Like people are like, wait, Anthony Davis actually has an offensive game? Wow. I didn't know he was.
Especially if it's a wing or perimeter player. Because I feel like they don't, I don't know. The Kentucky teams just don't they don't take advantage of these people who are just the most incredible shot makers in the league now. Like,
yeah,
we got Maxi, we got Murray, we got Booker, all of them underdrafted.
Yeah. Hero.
There's
a lot of talent to come away with one national title. And I know they're young and you got to get the chemistry right. But gosh, man, like you can't have all of this talent and just come away with one. Like you got to have at least two.
College basketball is so weird, man. Watching how good Chet was when he got into that summer league after like what he looked like in the NCAA tournament was so, I was like, why, how were they hiding this? Like, why were they hiding this?
So I get mad whenever people tell me they like the college game more than the pro game. I'm like, what are you really telling me? Because like you're telling me you don't like the best players performing at the highest level. Like,
no,
let's go to a high school game and see, you know, them playing for the love of the game, because most of these guys will never play again beyond this point. Like, are you telling me this is better than the NBA? Because it's not. Like,
that's why I stopped playing after high school. It was when I thought the game was at the most pure. I could have played in college, probably pro, but I was like, I don't like the, it's just too much about, you know, the rankings and stuff like that. It's not pure anymore.
People don't know. Yeah. I mean, my stats in high school were amazing. I mean, I blame the fact that I also graduated in 2003 with LeBron. So a lot of my stats got
you took away all your hype. You couldn't.
I had the most travels in Southern California.
That's pretty good, man.
That's pretty good. That's worth something.
Shows your mobility.
Yeah, I've been benched more than any other player. But one person I do want to just put my eye on, just a quick shout out, maybe of jealousy, is Chris Brown at 22 years old.
This spelled man Braun, won. Pronounced Brown.
Brown.
There's a lot of, you need a pronunciation guide with that.
If you look at my hoodie, you know where he's from.
Kansas, exactly. He had three high school, three straight championships in high school? And then NCAA title with Kansas, and now an NBA champion as a rookie. I'm like, how did you just like stumble into such fantastic fortune? But he's the fifth player to win the NCAA and NBA title in back-to-back seasons. That puts him in the class with Bill Russell, Henry Bibby, Magic, Billy Thompson, and now Chris.
It's pretty impressive.
I'm always like blown away when you see like athletes like that in any sport where like they'll do the thing where like they won with this team and then they got traded and then they won it the next year again. And you're like, good for you. Chris Brown, I'm glad that you've had such a just turbulent free rise to the top. You're like, I can't stop winning. I'm a serial winner.
Yeah, I hope he appreciates it, because you know this is not a given that you're going to win at this level. Then the guys you named obviously won a lot, Magic and Russell. But I mean, it's hard to win in this league, and that's why I appreciate like what the Nuggets have done in terms of having the patience to see, you know, what Michael Malone was building and to see, you know, Jokic regain his form and to have the patience with Jamal Murray to help him come back from his knee injury and just help him regain his confidence in himself and become that player. And, you know, you don't see that happen in the NBA. You know, everybody wants it right now and they're not willing to see guys enter their prime together and see what happens. It's just like, well, he's not really looking the way we thought, so we got to move on from him, and then, or we don't want to pay him, or
right. But this is another homegrown title, right? Like the them, then Golden State, then Milwaukee. All Milwaukee. It's not like they drafted all their big three, but like it's their best player was drafted by them, and they built carefully and patiently around them. Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing that stands out to me is that three of the last five finals MVPs were drafted outside of the lottery.
Yeah, nobody knows anything.
So everybody's tanking. Everybody is trying to intentionally lose for guys who they think are going to be stars. And then the thing that stands out to me, and why I hope Victor Wembanyama can break it, you know, do you guys know how many number one picks have won a championship for their original organization since 1990?
No.
Take a guess. How many number one picks have won a championship for their original organization?
Well, you got Tim Duncan.
That's yep.
Is that it?
Is that it?
Well, there's Kyrie.
Kyrie. That's right.
Okay. But he only won because the previous number one pick came back.
That's right.
So LeBron came back, you know, after winning titles in Miami to win in Cleveland. So
We forgot about LeBron.
In theory, there are three. In theory, there are three. But LeBron is different because he didn't stay there the whole way through and win and then just stay. He won and then came back and won.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, so really it's two or three, however you want to do the numbers.
Right.
But it just shows that how much luck plays a role in this, you know?
Right.
And you know, I've had conversations with Tim Connelly about, you know, Jokic and just, you know, him becoming this superstar player. And he would tell me all the time just how lucky they were. Like, they were lucky for him to become this guy.
Right,
Because, you know, they knew he had the ability, obviously, because they drafted him. They had faith in him. But it wasn't like he was their top choice. Then they drafted three guys before they took him.
Yeah.
So he's the guy that now is, people saying, is the best player in basketball.
Yeah.
And it same thing with Giannis. I mean, Giannis went 15.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the best player in basketball. And Kawhi,
he had the hype at the time, Giannis, that like this guy could be something special, but he's like a huge project. It's going to take a lot of time, right? Where
he had a name
Jokic was
pronounce.
Just like, they realized he was one of the best players in the league when he, like five games into him being one of the best players in the league, they were like, oh, wait a second.
But this guy's, it is about luck. But you know who's going to need luck in our next segment?
Oh, I Michael think I know Lee the answer to this.
Of the Washington Post. Because when we come back, it's time for the rapid fire round of questioning.
Oh,
the
boy.
The most unique segment in podcasting. We'll be back with that right after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Michael Lee, get ready because you have stumbled into the hot seat. It's time for the rapid fire round of questioning. Now, this segment is the fastest question and answer segment in all of podcasting history. Jack or I, we're going to chest pass you a question. Now, that's like a hot potato. Don't think about the question. Just hit us right back with your answer. Don't expand upon the answers. And if you keep this segment going too long, we will cut you off. And if we start talking too long, you have to cut us off because we have to maintain our status as the fastest like question and answer segment.
Well, see, this is why I was bad at baseball because I have bad reflexes.
Well, let's try. Let's try.
Like, the
let's
ball's try. Coming. I'm like, should I hit this? That's when you hit this? Oh. Strike two. Okay.
Yeah. You're swinging on it as the catcher is throwing it back to the pitcher. Yeah. You're like, oh, you can't swing on that.
Well, I couldn't play baseball.
Man. All right. So here we go. We're getting into it. Rapid fire round of questioning. Brian, start the clock.
Brian's crying just for the listener.
But, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. It's an intense segment, you know? Mm. But Brian knows I love him like a son and I am his papa. That's why I go hard on him. I learned that from a great man. Jack, you want to go first? I go first?
Sure, I'll go first. How about
okay.
that?
Okay, let's see. Let's
how
see
about that, Miles?
Okay.
Michael Lee, is there a single NBA player you would take right now over the chance of taking Wembanyama? You are the Spurs. You've gotten the call from everybody in the league saying...
No.
Wow.
Quick. I like that. He's locked in.
I'm excited about the possibilities, and I'd rather take a chance on him than somebody established.
Okay.
If it doesn't work out, it's a dance that I failed at, but if it does, then we're going to have some fun
straight
here.
To the top.
Yeah. You also couldn't do it because, like, everybody, your fan base would be so mad at you if you did it.
It's like the Sixers trading Brad Doherty when they had Charles Barkley. Like, they wonder why he's in Phoenix. Because you should have taken the best center and paired him with Barkley and tried to see, like, the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, like, they weren't the greatest team, but they were pretty good. You know, Jordan's hitting those shots. You know, they were the underdog in those series. So,
yeah.
But if you have Brad Doherty and Charles Barkley, you probably got a couple rings. You probably stand in the way of Jordan or the Pistons.
Oh, yeah. But Michael, now I got to ask you a question because we got to keep this moving. But this is one important because you've got your eye on the league. Now, we're going to be talking about teams we want to cover in the offseason. You know, who's making some moves? Who's interesting? Who do we illuminate? Spurs, obvious. Now, what's a team that you're also expecting big things from? Someone we should also keep our eye on in the postseason. Don't sleep on them.
Portland, do it. Trade Dame. Do it.
Portland, do it. Trade Dame.
Do it now. What are you waiting for?
No, don't even waste anybody's time. Like, he's giving you 12 years. Or 11 years. He's had enough time sitting on that throne, and you have a Western Conference Finals trip for it. And it's great. You shake his hand, you admire him, call him the greatest player ever. But give him a chance to win and give you a chance to move forward as a franchise. Trying to win with him, you're not going to compete with the top teams in the West, no matter what you try to trade the number 3 pick for.
Right.
Trade him, get some pieces, go forward, draft Scoop, and then try to see where you can go the next 10 years. I feel like, you know, and I'm not somebody who's against loyalty or somebody who thinks that you shouldn't stay committed to guys. But, you know, right now their partnership is going nowhere. And I think it's best for both of them to just move on. And Dame will be happier, because especially if he's traded to a place like Miami, where he'll still be the man and he'll still get, you know, praise and as sort of the guy who can push them over the hump. I say do it, and don't worry about what you get in return, because that doesn't matter. You just got to go in a different direction. You trade it.
Is anyone talking about Phoenix as a potential destination? Like, they get Chris Paul to come in and be the guy who is the tutor, the veteran tutor for Scoop?
You say Chris Paul as a tutor? I don't see that happening. Like, Chris Paul is still a competitive guy who wants to win championships. Yeah. He ain't the big brother trying to teach, you know, guys. You know, he's trying to win. And I don't see him playing that role. He's somebody that needs to go somewhere where he can win too. And I don't know what Phoenix is going to do, man. They got a messy roster. Like, the only thing I think they could do is what they did, and that's hire, you know, Vogel as a coach. You know, I think that if Vogel can get something out of Ayton, that can elevate their ceiling. Yeah. You know, and people say, you know, Vogel wasn't a good hire. I'm like, well, I happen to recall a guy named Roy Hibbert, who became an all-star playing for Frank Vogel.
Right.
And
that's crazy.
We haven't seen him since, right? But he was considered, you know, an elite big man for a long time playing for Frank Vogel. And what were AD's best years with the Lakers? Who was the coach?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a big Vogel guy.
Give it a chance to see what he can do with him. If he, you know, gets on Booker's nerves or KD's nerves because he's not playing hard, then ship him.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, I think that you have a guy who can get you 18 and 12, and maybe he can give you more. But he's also got to be somebody who has the support of the coach.
Yeah. Michael, what is your favorite NBA city to visit, and what's your must-have meal in that town?
It changes so much. You know, I have like a top five. But I'll just say...
Give us one we wouldn't expect. Underrated good city.
I mean, New York is obviously the one I usually get excited about.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually get excited about Boston.
Favorite meal in Boston?
I go to Legal Seafood and get a lobster roll.
Bread bowl? Okay.
Lobster roll. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
But underrated city, very underrated city, restaurants and sort of cool, like late night kind of like jazzy bars kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio, man.
San Antonio
has a lot going on. Go to a great steakhouse or go to a great barbecue restaurant.
Michael Lee, I got to ask you a serious question now.
Okay.
Because we got to keep this, you know, we're putting it all on the line right now. We're putting it all on the line, Michael. But this next question is a very hot button issue.
Mm.
Jalen Rose's hair?
Well, that's a question. Oh, that's a statement. It's a work of art.
Okay, just take it where you want to go. It's like an alley-oop. I'm throwing it up. I'm just seeing what you do with it. Okay.
It's a work of art. Like, his barber needs to go into, like, he needs to teach others. Like,
yeah, 100%.
I want him to work with me. I want him to give me that line and give me all of that stuff that Jalen got going on. Because Jalen, I remember, you know, had the shaved head.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Now I'm looking at him and he's got
the afro fullest head of hair. Perfect.
Like, his barber is excellent. Like, I, there's nobody with a better hairline. I mean, or lineup than him. Like, it's a work of art.
It's one of the best.
Truly. All right. And finally, the question that we've all been waiting for. Michael Lee, Jack or Miles?
Oh, between you two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all both got love, man. I ain't picking. Mm.
Wow.
But who has more love? If you had to, like, save one of us.
If you got the measuring tape, it's a game of inches.
Trolley,
you know what I mean?
It's the trolley experiment. Who you taking?
Man, I can't do that, man.
Okay.
All right. I just met you guys, and I enjoyed the conversation. I don't want to have somebody pissed off at the end.
Okay.
We love that. Well, there you have it. Michael Lee of the Washington Post is a humanist and someone with a kind heart who will choose between all of his creatures. Michael Lee, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Where can people find you, follow you, support you, read you, do all that kind of stuff?
Well, obviously, you can find me at the Washington Post. You also can find me on Twitter at Mr. Michael Lee. I don't cover the NBA full time anymore. I'm a sports enterprise writer, you know, and I deal with issues of race, sport, and society. So I do a lot of different things, but every now and then they call me back in to do some NBA stuff because I still have love for the game, and I feel like I still have a little expertise in it. But it's tough when I'm not around and talking to execs as much as I used to, but I still feel like I know the game good enough to make comments on Twitter that don't sound too stupid.
Absolutely.
Well, you just boned up on your NBA bona fides by talking to two of the great minds in NBA media, 100%. Miles and Jack.
Of Miles and Jack on Matt Boosties. You know, I had, had to spend time with you guys. Maybe you can rub off on me and help me love hip-hop again.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, make sure you give us a follow on Twitter. You can find me at Miles of Gray. Where do they find you, Jack?
You find me at Jack _ O'Brien.
Yeah. And hit up hashtag Mad Boosties for show links and updates because we'll be posting stuff there, asking questions. And shout out to this week's listener. Please rate and review the podcast. Gross Negligent left this 5-star review that said, I've been a huge Miles and Jack fan since season 2 of the Daily Zeitgeist. Wow. I had to step back from heavy politics content for mental health reasons. I'm so happy to get to experience their hilarious lived-in chemistry focused on basketball. They're as knowledgeable as any other sports podcast. Well, who wrote this? Me? While being funnier and more relatable than all of them. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for these wonderful reviews. Please make sure you leave them, too, because we read them and we cry over them when they're not
good. Did you write that, Jabari?
Jabari did write that, and he only gave us 2 stars, which was really...
That's how you know. It doesn't match, though. But that is going to do it for us this week on Miles and Jack. I'm Matt Boosties. Please check back in with us next week as we take our journey into the in-between times, the silly season, as it were,
silly to talk season. About
the upcoming everything's trade silly machines that we don't know how to work.
I'm going to Dallas.
Yeah,
that's right.
You'll have to find out. Listen to that and many other wild speculations only on Miles and Jack. I'm Matt Boosties. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.